And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tune into the great International Tart Talking Podcast. It's bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, YouTube, and many more. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with her, bitch. Just talk with me.
Talk with her, bitch.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I have, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about here you go, crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a Tootsie fucking roll. It's a Tootsie roll. That's what you get, thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk Bish.
It's your boy Turkish back in the motherfucking building, and y'all already know I'm going to get into some things today. I got some things I want to say. I got some things that's on my mind, and y'all already know when I got some things on my mind, I'm going to speak how I feel, and I'm going to say how I feel, and what I say is what I mean, okay? And that's just what it's going to be. And guess what? I have the right to do it on my show, because they're going to tune in. They're still gonna listen. And this is what I'm supposed to do. Give commentary on music, entertainment, news, reality, TV, and more. This is what I signed up for. It's called podcasting. Must I remind you guys? So if I have an opinion on social media, if I say something on social media, you guys shouldn't be mad. You guys shouldn't be offended. You guys should just let me say how I feel. If you agree, then okay, you can agree, we can have a conversation. If you disagree, say how you feel, move on, but don't try to offend me in the process or offend somebody that I might like a music artist. That's not gonna hurt me, because once I read you back for feels, you're gonna get your feelings hurt, because that's usually how it goes. Bitches be opening their mouths and they be mad as hell, trying to come at me and say shady things, and then I read them for feels. Read the fuck out of me. And then they want to cry wolf and be like, ooh, I'm going to beat your ass, I'm going to do this, I'm mad. Like, shut the fuck up. We all got an opinion, just like an asshole, we all have one. I know y'all heard that saying before, so let's just go with that. Now, moving along, you guys, I want to thank you for tuning in to the podcast. Even the haters are tuning in. Because guess what? We charted a few days ago, again, because that's what I do. I put out quality content, and I chart on the Apple Podcast chart. That's just what I do. So thank y'all for listening. Even the haters, thank you for tuning in, because y'all probably want to know what I'm saying. Y'all want to hear my commentary on things, and it's hard for you guys to admit that you are listening. And don't y'all know I can see the consumption? And a lot of y'all in my own state are listening, but I don't never see the support on social media. But it's okay. I get support from more strangers and celebrities than anything, which I thought is very sad, because you should get a lot of support from your community sometimes. And I feel like sometimes, like, people don't try to work together. They try to throw shade and be like, ooh, he just doing something to be doing something. But no, I put work into this shit. I put work into this podcast for over 3 years, and it's successful. And bitches are mad because I'm giving my commentary. And if you're mad, you just gotta stay mad. But once again, we charted, you guys. A few days ago, we charted at number 180 on the Apple Podcast Entertainment News charts. Then we fell to number 199 on July 4th during the day. And by midnight, we were at number 250. So you guys keep streaming. And guess what? There's a new Talk with Turk trailer out.
produced by Andre Porter, a.k.a. Drees, from Greensboro, North Carolina. You guys, if you haven't checked him out, make sure you check him out. He's a great producer. He works with me with all my music, some of my production. Like I said, we just recreated my whole trailer, and I love it. It sounds so professional. It updated on Spotify. It's the first thing that everybody will see, especially people who are new to the channel. They can listen to the official trailer now because I put it out, and it's quality. And I'm so proud about that. So once again, shout out to Drees. And once again, thank you guys for tuning in. Shout out to I Heart Tahiri on Instagram, my girl Tahiri. She has been working hard and diligently on all of my social media stuff. And I'm really happy to have someone like her in my life because we need those type of people who are out there, these type of creatives. Shout out to Denzel Washington. No, not Washington, you guys, on social media. Check him out. He's an amazing creative director, photographer, videographer. He has so many avenues. And I want to shed light on these creatives, put the spotlight on them sometimes because there's more work in behind what I'm doing in this podcast. There's so many people that has had a hand in. Shout out to Coco B, one of my lovely co-hosts. We are in like a pilot for a new podcast that we are trying to start. So you guys, just if you guys are loving our content, which you guys obviously are, and I see it, and I really appreciate the support. It's so amazing. So I know that you guys are loving me and her as well as our energy when it comes to co-hosting with one another. We have killed some interviews with some amazing people. Ashley Tamar Davis from Tyler Perry, all of his plays. You guys have seen some of her plays, the Marriage Counselor play and What's Done in the Dark. She's been in so many things with him, as well as Madea's Christmas. I just watched that with Babe the other day. It was hilarious. We were dying laughing. But shout out to my baby. I love you. But anywho, no, I really love him. But like I was saying, like, we've had some incredible people. Shout out to Billboard, baby. And I know I'm throwing the bombs all the time, but I have to on these amazing people because Talk with Turk would not be what it is without them. And I am so grateful, you guys. Like, y'all don't understand how grateful I am. Every day I wake up to see that my podcast is doing successful because I put in the work. It's like, it feels like, it's a feeling that you can't really explain. Like, I'm having trouble right now describing it. Like, when you put something, so much work into something and you see the fruits of your labor, you just sometimes don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. You're just so grateful. You just, you know, I'm just speechless right now. But I won't talk about that no more. Like I said, I have so many hot topics that I want to discuss with you guys today. And I wanted to vent a little bit like I always do because I can. It's my show. But like I said, y'all gonna love these hot topics because we're gonna talk about the BET Awards, everything that happened with the performances and the shade behind the scenes. We're gonna talk about some album sales flopping because, you know, they're flopping. They're flopping. And we're going to talk about Nicki versus Lil Mama, that little, I don't know what it is. Lil Mama just came out of the woodworks, y'all. Y'all know how she do. We're going to talk about DeAndre Brown. We're going to talk about reality TV, and that includes all the TV shows that we love. We're going to talk about Marlon Wayans and some TV shows that have been canceled, some more people that have been in entertainment news lately, as well as some politics. And I want to make sure I get through all of that. So, you guys, don't miss out on the next segment. So do you want the tea? Well, simply, talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. You come back now.
Talk with Turk Bish.
Nearly done. Hopefully when I hit 20. Welcome back.
We are back for segment two, and y'all already know we about to go right into the hot topics. It's our favorite part. Now, let's talk about the BET Awards. Now, I know you guys watched that recently, and I have not had time to talk about it because of the holidays, and I hope everybody had a happy July 4th. You know, we're celebrating for the black people. We're not celebrating for the white people. Okay? For all my black folk out there, reminder for you, okay? Juneteenth is our day. Anywho, back to the BET Awards. Now, Meg opened the show, and I think she did pretty good. Now, I don't think it was as well-received as the crowd, as we saw. The crowd wasn't really here for it. They were more up for Sexy Red's performance than anything. Like, if you guys pay attention to the crowd. So make sure you guys go back and look at that. Now, Sexy Red's performance was lit. I don't care what y'all say. It was very lit. She did her thing. And it doesn't matter how y'all feel about Sexy Red. She's going to continue to elevate from this point forward. She continues to give that demographic of people that love her quality content. To them, it's quality because they have fun with it. And who are y'all to say that it's trash? Because y'all go around praising some of the other female rappers' music who isn't up to par. And they really can't even get a hit to save their life. So, I just want to know, when does the double standards and the hypocrisy stop? That's just what I really want to know. Because if we're going to celebrate one, let's celebrate all. Because I don't get up here and talk about Megan's looks or nothing like that. We might call her Bigfoot, but that's funny because Nikki called her Bigfoot. But I don't get up here and talk about that girl's looks, but y'all get up there on social media and read the fuck out of Sexy Red and drag her every chance you get, calling her nasty, unintelligent, dumb, and all of this other stuff. And if y'all have taken the time out to actually watch her interviews and actually try to get to know her, she's not dumb at all. She's a very smart woman, and she knows how to make money. She knows how to work hard, and that's what she's doing. And y'all are just mad. Moving on. Let's talk about the female rap category. Now, Nicki Minaj did win, but they did not televise it, and we all know why. But we won't speak on that. Let's not give them too much press. Lotto performed as well. Once again, another mid-tempo performance. Now, Tyler, she did her thing as well. Her performance was eating. She had a great performance from the background dancers, the dancing, the visual arts on stage. Everything was perfect. Shaboozy, who is a black country artist, he actually performed as well. He did great. And everybody was on their feet for him. You know, everybody in the bar getting tipsy. You know, like, everybody probably was drunk and lit in there. And it was just a good time. It just seemed like a black rodeo. It seemed like a good time. And I wish I was there to actually experience that. Now, let's talk about Ice Spice's performance. Now, people said that she did good when it was coming to, like, looking at the television, but there has been footage from the actual show. Nobody was on their feet. Everybody was sitting down. And I was like, oh my God, is her time up now? Because it's seeming that way, you know. And that's why the barbs are on blackout, because we're showing you guys that when we don't support these female rappers, we want to show y'all how much they tank. And look how they're tanking. And speaking of tanking, Megan album sales and her concert is flopping. Now, Megan's recent album, let's go to the facts, because you know we had the facts right here in my telephone. Megan by Megan Thee Stallion is projected to debut at number 3 on Billboard 200 with 64.5 units sold. And that's via Hits Daily Double. Now, y'all were talking all this shit about how y'all gonna support her and how she's gonna outsell Nicki, how her tour is gonna outsell Nicki, and it's done nothing of the sort. Her recent tour has just been canceled overseas because the tickets weren't selling. And the tickets over here aren't selling. They're giving out complimentary tickets. I was offered two to go to the nosebleeds to fill in those seats. And because I'm not a big fan of her at the moment, and I will say at the moment, and that's not to say because Nicki doesn't fuck with her, but that's to say at the moment I just feel like everything she's doing is mid-tempo as well. It's the same
beat is the same flow, nothing's being switched up, and it's tiring. It's tiring. A lot of these female rappers are becoming tiring. But I love to support people like Flo Millie. She switches up the flow. Cupcake is very raunchy, but she switches it up. Like, there's a lot of other female rappers out here who are doing their thing, and we need to shed light on them as well, because the ones that y'all are trying to big up just to spite one female rapper who is in the game dominating for over 15 years now, it's because y'all are mad, and y'all do things like that to try to spite artists, but you can't do that in these day and age because things have changed, streaming has changed, and there's no way that y'all can get around that these days, so we're just gonna stick with the facts, like we said, and I'm here to present the facts. Social media love does not equate to album sales, ticket sales, none of that. Y'all can praise these women on social media all y'all want, but it does not mean that they are going to win at the end of the day when it comes to the numbers y'all are trying to throw in people's face. At first, it was all about the numbers, and now when y'all girls aren't hitting those numbers, the line has always changed when it comes to Nicki Minaj, and I think it's just so funny, because now it's not about album sales, when at first it was. When Nicki went and achieved all that stuff y'all said that wasn't going to be achieved by her, she went and did it, and now it's not all about that, because she got her number one, she got the double platinum album, platinum singles, since y'all said that she wasn't going to get all that stuff, and now look, things have constantly changed to fit how y'all want things to be in the entertainment industry, and it's just not going to be that way. Normani wasn't able to make it to the BET Awards because she apparently injured herself, and it's like, damn girl, every single time something comes up, a great experience for you to just continue to shed light on how talented you are, it just always drops the ball. Even with her new single, I feel like her new album, there's a song still that should be a single that will take off, and I just know for a fact it's a fan favorite, but it's not one of her favorites. So she wasn't able to be there to perform in the Usher tribute with the other ladies who did amazing. Tinashe, Teyana Taylor, Victoria Monet, Coco Jones. Like, you guys, Childish Gambino did good as well. He opened it up. Kiki Palmer. Everybody was amazing. For me, from beginning to end, I loved it. Some parts were more up-tempo than other parts. Of course, they had to make sure everybody was placed in the tribute correctly. And I think that BET did a good job this year. I'm not a fan of the BET Awards anymore. Y'all stopped calling it the EBT Awards. But I think they did a pretty good job this year with the show. And I'm not even going to hate on it. So, Will Smith returned with a new inspirational song. He performed with the Sunday Service Choir and Kirk Franklin. So, you guys go and check that out. It's like You're Gonna Make It or something like that. But it's something of that sort. I have the song on my phone. I just don't feel like going to my Apple Music to look for it right now, because I have to move on. But let's also talk about some interesting things that happened at the BET Awards. Taraji versus Keith Lee, because she got his name wrong, but she kept it professional, and he went on a whole tour talking about it, and when Taraji responded, she put him in his place. She let him know, you weren't in the right seat, you missed your moment. So while you're trying to throw down a flower and be shady towards me, because I kept it professional, I did my job, and you weren't in the right place, you're mad? And then you tried to retract it once social media started digging in your ass. And he probably noticed, if I do this and people don't love me no more, I could flop. He could be the next social media sensation that flops. Y'all bigged him up to tear him down. And that's usually what happens when it comes to that. But he was in the wrong. He was in the wrong, and Taraji gathered him. Ray J got into it with Zeus, LaMail Plummer, however you say that man's name. Ray J is still upset probably how business is done at Zeus and things that probably have happened, because he did help boost the network and get it a kickstart. So I can understand why he may be upset and going off, but they said he was enraged and was just going off. And we saw the footage. You guys can check that out everywhere. It's on The Shade Room. It's on Neighborhood Talk. It's everywhere. It's on YouTube. So go and check that out. Moving along, Netta and Charles tried to get into the BET Awards. I don't know what the story is, but it's going on everybody's side of the story is just different. And basically, she tried to go to the BET Awards. She didn't have a ticket, apparently. She apparently said her agent was supposed to be getting them in. They were supposed to walk the red carpet, be at the BET Awards, and be honored or something like that. And then none of that happened. Nothing of the sort. And I'm sorry, Netta. I love Netta and Charles. I like laughing at them and watching their lives and things like that. But it was just not it, boo. It wasn't it. And it failed. And I'm sorry that it happened to you, because I know it might be devastating that you was supposed to be at the BET Awards and you couldn't get in. So there's some things being said that she got locked up, detained, or something like that. And she said that was not true. So, moving on, let's talk about how amazing Victoria Monet is. She performed On My Mama and her new single, All Right. It was a performance, like, it was just like, okay, this is what we have been missing. Like, between her and Coco Jones and Chloe Bailey, within this night, it was an amazing night for women and women in R&B, showcasing that there's still hope for R&B in our new generation. And she did her motherfucking thing. So shout out to Victoria. I really love her. She's amazing. And Taraji P. Henson did an amazing job hosting the BET Awards this year. So moving on, Nicki was brought up by Little Mama, which I don't understand why Little Mama is trying to cause all these problems and trying to just get her name out there. But she apparently got mad about how BET Awards gave Nicki the win. And I mean, Little Mama, you ain't doing shit. It wouldn't be nominated for you. So why you mad, girl? And she went on this rant on Instagram about how Nicki has led the new pack of these girls who are like major musical prostitutes. And girl, you have some room to talk, okay? Because your career is a major musical prostitute. You have moved on from venture to venture to venture, and you have tried to make things stick. You tried to become a member of TLC. That flopped. After all the stunts you have pulled, honey, getting on stage with Jay-Z, and they just made a mockery of you. And you out here trying to come for other people. You need to still be forgiving yourself for that moment that you made. And I don't understand why you just out of the blue tried to bring Nicki in it. Why are you upset? You recently was in a picture with Nicki Minaj's mother. It looked like you was trying to get in the picture too. Like, ooh, I want to get a picture with Nicki Minaj's mother. Like, you were a fan.
Okay.
Girl, get out of here, little mama, and go sit your motherfucking ass down, because we are tired of you and you have nothing else to give to us, okay? So, I have a lot of other things I want to talk about, but I think that I'm going to release another episode, because right now, I don't want to give too much. There's so much to talk about, and there's so much that I can get into, and I have a few more minutes that I can speak about a few more things and just scratch it off my list. TGIF has been canceled. Y'all know I loved TGIF with Claudia, Al, and Funky. Funky Deneva is the standard for YouTube creatives and people who are in the spaces of social commentary. And I always look up to him, and I'm trying to get to that level. And he was a part of TGIF, and then he left, and Armand Wiggins became a part of the show. And then there was a lot of drama surrounding production and the cast, the co-hosts, Al, Claudia, and Armand. But Armand went to do this roast on Al, a birthday roast, and it turned out to be more of a read and shade. And I was like, damn. Everybody was like, damn, everybody was in shock. Al kept it professional, kept it cool, like it's fair game, you know, it's a birthday roast. But after that, it blew up. It blew up. Al went to call Funky while Funky Deneva was live, and he basically was like, I don't give a fuck. Go watch TGIF back. And it just all blew up from there. Al and Claudia going back and forth, going back and forth. And then Armand going back and forth. And with Al. But Al is not responding in this process. He's being professional. And they all this week just gave the announcement that it's over. And so I don't know if it's going to be picked back up on a new network, if they have the potential to come back. But it doesn't look like it. It does not look like it, you guys, and I'm sorry to say that, and hopefully it does. But I'm not going to talk about too much more. We're going to get into some more things, you guys, later, like reality TV. I'm going to come back and do another episode with you guys, probably on Monday. I'm going to take a break, but I think this should be enough for you guys. Now, we'll talk about reality TV, College Hill, Baddies, Power, Shy, Deb's House, Basketball Wise, Love and Marriage, a whole bunch of things with that, Real Housewives of Potomac, Real Housewives of Atlanta. We'll talk about Marlon Wayans, Rick Ross, Diddy, Gucci Mane, the Supreme Court. We'll talk about Bronny James and Project 2025. So keep it alive, you guys. Continue to stream it up. I got more surprises for y'all. My 100th episode is coming, and I cannot wait because it's going to be a very special episode for me, and I know that I'm going to be emotional on that episode. So if I'm crying on the episode, you guys, y'all know that it's because I worked so hard for this, okay? But I love you guys. I love us for real. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
Talk with Turk Bish. Turk Bish.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tune into the great
Talk with
International Tart Talking Podcast. It's bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, YouTube, and many more. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with her, bitch. Just talk with me.
Talk with her, bitch.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about here you go, crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a Tootsie fucking roll. It's a Tootsie roll. That's what you get, thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk Bish.
DatPiff.com world premiere.
Barbie.
Gangsta
Greasy.
I've been smoking gas, killing bitches, man, I feel just like a young star. Cover up my face like a ninja in this Alexander Wang scarf. I'ma drop a bag, they gon' pull up and then they gon' let them things off. I ain't switching up my hairstyle, but my niggas let it bang off. Percocets and Addies looking for a fuck I could give. All these hating bitches plotting why they can't let me live. Me and Weezy and Liv. When my album drop, these bitches is gon' cry in the car. All your years been out here lying, had you die in the spa. You was trying too hard. I'm out here living though, I'm out here living though. Me and Tunchi winning though, slimes out here twinning though. I'm on my pivot though, I'm just so pivotal. I go get it though, we see on this pedestal. A lot of gang shit, a whole lot of gang shit. All these plastics piling up, it's nowhere to hang shit. These bitches pussy though, push them out my pussy though. Niggas want my cookie though, cause it tastes like cookie dough. Smoke, I got a free pack, flow sick, get a Z-pack. Niggas don't mean my race when they say she black. I am the queen, I'm everything she lacks. Bitch, get on your kneecap, I don't mean C-cap. I'll get you check, pussy, I'll get you a free pack. You bitches don't ball out, you'll get your QB sacked. I'm OBJ house, break records like ink outs. I been that bitch since ice cream with the sprank outs. Tell them carry on, they gon' miss me when I'm gone. I'm gone, I'm gone.
Gone, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gone.